A word for you from Colossians chapter 2 verse 14. By cancelling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands, this he set aside, nailing it to the cross. Paul goes on to say that he disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him. Paul is trying to make it clear to the Christian believers in Colossae exactly what God has done for them, that they were dead in their sins. He says in chapter 1, verse 21, they were alienated from God. They were hostile in mind. You need to realize that that is the condition of the sinner. Maybe God has done something great for you, but you haven't yet realized from what depths God has saved you, how you were a rebel against God in every aspect of your life, even in your repentances, so-called, and in your religious offerings. None of it was acceptable to God because of sin. But God has done the work. He explains before this that we who are dead in our trespasses, God has made alive together with him, him being our Lord Jesus Christ. For it explains here that he took us into himself on the cross. That is, the sinner into himself. Yes, you and me. But when he rose again, the Bible says we rose with him. Our trespasses were forgiven. So to understand this, that the record of debt with its legal demands has been removed, it is an amazing discovery. No wonder we can accept it by faith and just thank God for it and have a life-changing experience because of it. For the blood-washed Christian experiences that he becomes the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit and he lives a completely different life. No wonder a Christian can rejoice because his debts have been removed. If you have an earthly debt where you owe a tremendous amount of money and you know there's no way you can ever pay it, isn't it marvelous if you suddenly are told your debt is cancelled, it's been removed, or somebody else has paid it? And in this case, somebody else did pay the debt. Christ took our debts because of sin. We who broke the law, we were indebted to God. Christ carried it. And he took all the legal requirements and it was set aside. No wonder a true Christian can rejoice truly.